Welcome to One Group. We're more experts
and more solutions
to help solve your most pressing business challenges.
We're risk management specialists,
workers' compensation and business insurance,
workplace benefit solutions, comprehensive strategic HR services,
and personal home and auto insurance.
We're all here, more than 170 experts and specialists.
To help you succeed, we're One Group.
One Group, a world of risk management and insurance expertise. Visit onegroup.com.
Well, Joanne Lenweaver, nice to have you in the studio.
Amy, thanks for having me.
The last time I talked to you, we were discussing how, even more so than New Year's Eve, this kind of time of year is when there's a lot of new things happening. And, you know, if you just are kind of feeling the urge to maybe get your own business started, and you haven't done so, and you had a low summer where, you know, you didn't think it was going to happen, this is a great time of year to kind of make some changes and maybe find your passion that you haven't done so far.
Isn't that true? It's kind of like New Year's resolutions that you've been waiting to kind of enact. I think the most important thing that we all talk about is the first step in the 1,000-mile journey. Take that first step and really, you know, do something to change your life, to just give it a different angle. And a lot of times it's exploring entrepreneurship. Many of our women, as we've talked about before, are coming to a couple of classes that we're doing, like Encore Entrepreneurship, where they're ready for retirement or they've changed jobs or something like that. And it's a turning point in their life. And all of a sudden, you know, having their own business makes sense.
I think what is very powerful about especially something like the Wise Women's Business Center is all the mentoring that goes on. I mean, it's not just women that are getting going. In fact, last month we interviewed a woman who used your services and now is running two businesses of her own. And that seems to be really part of your strength, that it's a cluster of women that are willing to help each other out.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. And, you know, we believe women start businesses in tribes in a way. And we say a lot of times mastermind groups, accountability groups, those are things that really we offer at the Wise Women's Business Center that, you know, allow women to feel supported not only by their business counselor, but also all the other women that are trying this out. And it's like, you know, are you okay? What can we do for you? Let's have coffee, whatever.
That's well, that really leads great. Us to our guest. We're kind of starting something a little bit different this month as well.
Yeah,
those that
good.
Are already established in a business. And Nancy Masurlian is the owner of Aware Vineyards in Cazenovia. Welcome, Nancy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
And I'm very familiar with your work and your wine. That makes you feel better. First off, explain what Aware Vineyards is, and then we'll kind of talk about your history and how you got it started.
Aware Vineyards is a 58-acre farm winery located in Cazenovia, New York, about 3 miles north of the village of Cazenovia. We received a grant from EDC and decided to build a tasting room and try our hand at making wine. We actually started out as a family legacy project, and we started with the vegetable garden, thinking, wouldn't it be nice to grow our own vegetables and perhaps use those somehow in the wines or if we started serving food? So we started with a vegetable garden. And that's 100 by 150. And then after that, we found some apple trees out of New Hartford, New York, and had them dug up and transplanted at Aware Vineyards, and we started growing apples. And then I liked wine, and so my husband said, well, if you like wine, why don't we try growing it? I said, in Cazenovia, New York, are you crazy? And so we started by planting some grapes, and some did well and others didn't. And then I found myself in business. I had to hire employees. I had to start from the ground floor, and having absolutely no experience, I probably should have called Wise. But we actually got some help from the One Group, and they helped us with orientation programs. They helped us with building our employee manual. We believe that anybody we hired should have a 401k and insurance. So we got some help in those areas as well from the One Group.
It seems going from gardening, I garden a small amount, but winemaking is so scientific. It's not just growing something and selling it on a stand. It's making it into something that people like to drink. I mean, so really, did somebody have to get a degree as well, or how did that work? You had to hire someone?
It's interesting. We actually hired a gardener who had lost her job somewhere in the Utica area, And we brought her in to help pull weeds. And I'm out there pulling weeds with her, and we're moving rocks, and we're planting and weeding and harvesting. And she had graduated from ESF, and she had a master's in sustainability. And so I said, would you like to try your hand helping in the wine cellar? Because we had someone working at that time that didn't have any background. And she said, sure. And we were using a consultant winemaker out of the Finger Lakes from Fox Run. And he's a premier winemaker. And he took her under his wing. And he said to me, this woman has the ability to be your winemaker. So I just lucked out. You know, hired someone to pull weeds, and she ended up, you know, being our winemaker.
I got to say, I mean, you have really made a name for yourself since you've been open, and now a premier spot for weddings and, you know, not just tastings. So you've really expanded. But I got to say, I didn't know you were a female-owned business. So that's really impressive. Yeah. Is it bigger than you thought it was going to be when you...
Absolutely bigger than I ever thought, and a little difficult at times, but incredibly rewarding. And the events, we do charitable events, we're doing V&A, we're hosting JCC, we've hosted Key Bank, we've done work with Bank of America, the St. Francis House. So we've done a lot of different organizations, as well as birthday parties, bridal showers, weddings. And we kind of needed that because of where we're located. We're not in the Finger Lakes wine area, so it was really important that we find a way to draw people to our area. And so by having events, we expose people to our wine, because obviously we're only going to serve our wine at the events. So that's how we did it. And now we've created the Casanova Beverage Trail, which is Aware Vineyards, Kritz Farms, Empire Brewery, and Henneberg. And there's others on it as well.
Do you find that being a female business owner has given you more opportunity, less opportunity? You don't really think of yourself as being any different than a male business owner?
It's interesting. I don't think of myself as being any different, but other people view me differently. I just kept my nose to the grindstone and just worked at it, hired good people. I have a great confidant in my husband. He's a successful businessman, and he gave me the confidence to do it. He said, hire smarter people, just work hard, be nice to everybody, and that's kind of our culture there. And most of my employees have been with me almost 4 or 5 years. And they love it there. And when people come to Aware, they have the same people that take care of them and wait on them and do the tastings. And they find that to be kind of homey.
Let's talk about some of your biggest frustrations when it came to opening your own business.
Mm-hmm. Probably just all the details, the permits, the liquor license, the employee handbook, hiring people, you know, being careful of what you asked them when you hired them, getting the application squared away. A little bit of PR, you know. So, I mean, there were definitely frustrations, but you can't take it personally. And that's what I tried to remember, that I had a vision. We had a vision for our family, and we were going to do everything in our power to create that vision and sustain that vision.
And you mentioned, I mean, owning your own business and being able to make your own decisions must be extremely rewarding. Are there times that you can look back and say, this is when I realized I'd made the right decision, that this was something that I wasn't sure I could do? But I know that a lot of women that we've interviewed have said, I guess maybe the biggest stress moment, Joanne, and you can attest to this, mm-hmm. is when you're writing paychecks not only for you or hoping to write yourself a paycheck, but, I mean, having employees that are relying on the fact that this is going to be a business that is successful.
The wake-up call, isn't it? Definitely.
You know, you're absolutely right. And some of the people I have, you know, I have one young boy that I think about who works in our cafe who said he went to his family reunion and he is the only one in his family to have a full-time job and the only one that has just bought a car. And I thought that was pretty incredible. So he really depends on us. And most of the employees do depend on us for their insurance. Most people never thought they'd have a retirement plan, and we believe strongly in having a retirement plan, because before you know it, you're 60.
Well, and also retaining employees, it seems, especially with someplace like that where there's a lot of training involved. I mean, there's so much time and energy and money that goes into training somebody mm-hmm. that making sure they're happy really makes a big difference when you know they are going to stick around.
Right, which is one of the reasons we called the One Group, because I really didn't want to hire an HR person. I had a little bit of a background in HR and benefits, so I figured I'd try to do that. But then I found myself a little out of my ballpark. So I brought them in and they helped do the manual. There's a lot of things you have to think about and make sure that you're complying. And the compliance things are very difficult and very complicated. And if you can farm that off to a company, it makes life a lot easier.
Well, I guess, Nance, I mean, you've had some great information. If there's some advice that you can give to female business owners that are starting out or looking to expand, is there something that you can specifically think would be important to them?
Stick with it. Don't be afraid to put the hours in. Don't be afraid to sweep the floors and let your employees see that you do the hard work as well. I cleaned bathrooms for the first 3 or 4 years, and actually just yesterday I did too. You know, work hard, be present, and be kind to everyone, and treat them as you would want to be treated.
That's Joanne, anything to add?
Well, the fact that there are more than 12 million women-owned businesses in the United States today just says, you know what? This is a trend. This is something that women are bringing a different face to the ownership of a business. And like you said, you treat people the way you would like to be treated. That, to me, is what women bring to the table.
I agree.
In business, you are faced with hundreds of challenges.
That's why One Group offers you more.
More than 170 specialists behind every advisor.
To guide you in risk management and insurance.
Workplace benefits and HR solutions.
Plus home, auto, and life insurance.
Why settle for just one advisor?
When you can have 170 experts.
To help you succeed, we're One Group.
Let One Group's team of expert advisors take a proactive role in your success. One Group, a leading risk management, insurance, and business consulting firm. Visit OneGroup.com to start the conversation.